some symmetry at the 2015 NFL Scouting Combine. We got Mort, so now we got to get Shefty.
You got to get Mort before you get Shefty.
So we did that.
That's the way it goes.
We hope you're not offended. You don't seem to be.
Not at all, and you did the right thing.
Okay, good. Let's empty your Vikings notebook. What do you got for the Minnesota Vikings?
How about you? You empty your Vikings notebook. Right, you probably know. What do you got for me?
We've heard enough about Adrian. We all know where everyone stands.
The question that hangs over the whole franchise is exactly what's going to happen there with Adrian Peterson. And I think it's a real question as to whether he's back there. I know that a lot of people have come out in support of him. I still think it's a major question as to whether he'll be back or not. And we'll see how it shakes out.
What do you think it changes for the Vikings? Because first it's free agency, then it's the draft. You know, and some of it's going to happen before they know about Adrian. Some of it's going to happen after. So if you're running the team, how do you handle it?
Well, Adrian's what, April 15th? The draft is April 28th. And so I think you have to operate under the assumption that your job is to go get the best football players, period. It's not like running back is this incredibly expensive, pricey position. So if there's a running back that you like, and you go get him for $2, $3, $4 million, go do it. Go do it. Like, I don't think that's an issue. If Jacksonville were to make a move with Toby Gerhardt and they wanted to bring him back to Minnesota, you're not going to balk at that or think twice about it if you think that guy can help you. I think you take the Adrian Peterson decision out of all decisions that you make, as hard as that may be, yep. And you say, we've got to make every decision that's best for this football team right now, period.
And a lot of that is what's best for the quarterback, don't you think?
Well, no question. You got to put a supporting cast around him. But they've begun to do that, and there are players around him, and some of those receivers have played pretty well. Charles Johnson came on. They've gotten some good plays out of some of those guys. They've drafted at the tight end position. They've got some playmakers there, but, of course, you always like to add to that.
You've covered Mike Zimmer for a long time, our head coach. 1 year in, he's 7-9, and you know Mike Zimmer's not satisfied with that, but we feel like we're going in the right direction. 1 year into it, how do you think Mike Zimmer fits in Minnesota?
Well, he always should have been a football head coach. He was destined to become a head coach, and I think now that he had his chance to do that, I think people in that organization, in that locker room, recognized what a good guy he is and what a good coach he is. And so it's a process to get everything figured out, to get a team back on the winning track, and 7-9 the first year, and you obviously know that he'd like to do better this year and has a real chance to do that.
What's the thing the Vikings have to do to get over the hump in the NFC North? Because we're dealing with the Green Bay Packers, who have one of the best quarterbacks in the game, so it's a tall task.
Well, look, you got Aaron Rodgers, you got Matthew Stafford, you even have Jay Cutler for now. So you have to have the continued development of Teddy Bridgewater, and I think the signs were encouraging, and you want to make sure it continues in that direction. If he continues to play that well and grow and becomes the quarterback they hope he can be, then that would be a very good thing for your organization.
Thanks, Adam.
You got it. Appreciate it, Mike. Take care.